vary based on how you buy.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me right now is Uri Geller from not his home in Sonning on Thames, where he usually, well, I shouldn't say usually because there seems to be no usual with Uri now because of his success trying to find the successor, which is what the television show was called, the successor to Uri Geller around the world. He's been traveling, television show now airing in Sweden. We've had some interesting promotional things, pictures of Uri, some of the video from the promos, as Uri rides the highway to success, which in reality, Uri, is a toll road. You got to give up something to get what you want. In your case, you've had to give up time with your lovely wife, Hannah, and things that go on back in your regular life in the village of Sonning. But the greater value is that you're becoming, in a sense, I've used the term reborn, and I think your renown, which was certainly worldwide in the 70s and the 80s, coming back around, you've had to pay a price, but maybe the price isn't so potent. Nothing worthwhile comes easily. You got to work at it. You have to get your mind. So how have you gone through trying to decide what to do and how to do it, as a lesson to people who are trying to decide, do I stay and do what I'm doing, or do I change and do something else? What sort of mindset do we have to have?
Yeah, well, Doug, you are such a great mind reader, because the answer to that is that you are the architect of your own life. And the synchronicity is that actually I'm sitting here with my own real architect, whose name is Michael Pagliarolli. He's half Italian. He's a great architect here in England. And we're talking about extending the putting an extension to my house.
Yeah.
And what is architecture? It's really all in the mind. It's about taste. It's about the ability to shift things around, to make them more comfortable, to make them more alike, to make them more moving. And that's what one has to do with your own life. You have the power. You're the architect. And if you plan your life the right way, you will climb up there. You will make it. You will be successful. Yes, there are ups and downs. Like today, talking about, you know, the tangible architecture, we have to kind of give up a deck that we wanted to gain light into the basement. That's exactly a reflection into your life. You have to give up things in order to climb higher. Now, I've been doing it since I was a child because I believed in myself. I was always a positive thinker. I knew that there is something that is called go for it. And if you go for it, you believe in yourself, then you pave the way to your own success. On that journey of success, you have to be flexible. You have to know that if you have the capacity to help others on the way, you do that. Because by helping others, it's a boomerang. The good, positive things come back into your life in different ways, shapes, and forms that enrich your life. So I hope I'm making sense to all of you out there listening.
One of the things that happens is you do, as you suggested, you're bound to, go through life in the what you give, you get mode. Not necessarily from the same people, whether it's good or bad. It doesn't necessarily come back around. If you're helping somebody, not necessarily will they help you. You may get help from some other source, but it might not be necessarily from them. You agree with that? It's sort of what goes around comes around, but not necessarily from nor to the people that you have, that the circle started with. That makes sense?
Yeah, very much so. And since we're talking about the the architectural facet of our lives. I remember that when I lived in New York, Doug, I met one of the greatest architects in the world called Ian Pei. He actually built the American Embassy in London. And then we used to talk about pyramid energy. And guess what? He went out there and built the Louvre. You know, the glass pyramid.
Louvre. Yes, right.
I kind of got annoyed, and I called him up, and I said, listen, you took my idea. I mean, of course, I'm joking. I said, I'm going to build my own pyramid. That's why I have my energy, my pyramid that gives that positive energy in my garden, which you've been in and you've seen.
Yeah.
But Doug, again, life is a journey. Life is a multitude of tasks and losses and wins. And if you have a goal, if you create a goal, I always say create a target goal, then you've got something to look for. You know, you've got something to travel to. And you will get there if you believe that it's out there for you to reach and touch and then to experience. But, Doug, listen, let's go to the tangible things in life. Michael is actually sitting next to me. Question to you. Did you ever deal with architects on your land, on your property?
Yes.
Did they stay your friends or not?
Well, let's see. I guess that I've dealt with two in my life, maybe three. And I would say yes and no.
I can answer.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm going to hand you over to Michael. He's a charming young man.
All right,
man.
So let me get this straight. Hold on just a second before we go to him. So you're the show in Sweden. You're back for a couple of days in Sonning. Is that it? Tell me, because I was thinking you were in Sweden, and I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks. So what's going on with that?
I'm back in Sonning in order to plan this interesting
all right.
expansion.
The addition on the house.
Yeah, hold on. Say hi to Michael.
Hi, Doug.
Michael, how are you doing?
My friend.
And so tell me about you and in terms of British architecture, the essence, Uri's in a very classic, for those that, Richie, there must be, if you go to urigeller.com, there's probably a picture, or maybe there isn't, of the outside of his house because you don't want everybody to.
The thing is here with Uri, we've got such a sort of classical-looking house, and in this day and age when you try and do something really modern and contemporary, that's got sort of classicism in its sort of design as well. So you want to get as much light and energy into a building, and of course with Uri, he's got plenty of that, and we're hoping to sort of improve that, to add that to the house. And, I mean, the house is actually an American colonial-style house.
It is, very much a colonial-style house. So here's here's my request of you. In whether you're in England or whether you're in France or whether you're in Germany or whether you're in Africa or whether you're in America, an architect or somebody who designs a house has to have certain basic ideas and components in order to understand how to make things work. How would you advise people who are in our country or anywhere listening around the world at DougStephan.com to understand what the needs are when it comes to either building a home or rebuilding a home, because this can become an extraordinarily frustrating experience. Uri's question does sort of beg the broader question, because you may have an idea, you pay somebody a lot of money, they don't really give you back what you want, thus the thing goes up in smoke, and that makes obviously a lot of people upset.
It's so important to sort of get the brief from the client and then just start to try and explore the ideas that are there, you know, and you've just got to exhaust those ideas. You know, you can't just go down one route sometimes, because that's what happens. You end up going down a bit of a blind alley. You don't want to do that. You want to show lots of ideas and make sure you've covered all the angles and try and get some inspiration as well from, you know, the location and the style of what's there as well. It's so important. You just got to be positive with it all as well. I mean, that's the main thing. Never get negative about anything. Just keep going for it and don't give up.
How did Uri find you?
Oh, I had a friendly builder. I'll answer that. Because there is a joke that here's my architect. He used to be my friend.
Yeah, right.
But, Dougie, it's interesting because I'm shocked at the foreclosures of so many tens of thousands of houses in the United States.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
I mean, I cannot believe what's going on in Las Vegas. I have a friend there who you know, too. He's a big hotel manager, Bob
yeah.
Williamson.
Yeah.
And he lives in Henderson, Nevada. And there are tens of thousands of houses that are shutting down and are going back to the banks. But this is only one place. What is going on in the United States, and how will this stop? Because it's a spiral downwards now. What is the answer, Doug?
The answer is that the government has pumped too much money into these banks to have them survive. So now, in order to pay back the government, they feel like they have to get cash, and they're pushing or cashing out of some of the so-called problem loans, problem mortgages, and they're doing it too quickly. It's sort of reminiscent of what most people in America remember of the SNL crisis some 15, 20 years ago. The SNL crisis was one that was cooked up by the government instead of letting people work through their problems, which were mostly resolvable. The government ran in quickly, grabbed a lot of land, and gave it to their friends in the banking business.
From a situation that was created by the government in the first place.
The government created the situation,
yeah.
And they have created this situation as they create so many other problems. The government in our country, Uri, is no longer even close to being our friend. The government is out of control and gets more so every day. We're spending way too much money on things that there is no need in the public sector to be doing. The private sector is suffering at the hands of the public sector. We have a very bad president, in my estimation, and we have a lot of people who are not serving the public good and necessity. They're serving themselves. And so we have all of this conundrum coming together. We have bad leadership, and the corporate interests are basically, we had Henry Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury during the last Bush years, and he was so connected to Goldman Sachs and so freaked out by what happened when their stock valuation went down to whatever it was, 10 or 12 bucks a share, that he created this scenario to buy them out or to bolster their reality and so many of the friends of Goldman Sachs. And he also created a scenario to push one of their competitors out of business, Lehman Brothers. It was so obvious it was going on.
My last question, where do all those families go to?
They go into
their homes.
They go into rented homes. They have there's some people, unfortunately, we have more and more of a homeless
problem.
The bottom
line, Uri, is that all of these households will settle down in the next 3 to 5 years. Everybody will have a new value for their home that won't be as high as it was 5 years ago.
That's all.
And then the market will start over again.
But your question is a good one, because the obstacles that looked so large to some of these people weren't really as large as they were meant or they were presented, as well as I do. That if you have, this sort of gets back to the mindset, if you have the power in your mind to overcome problems, get a little courage to confront these people, as soon as they are confronted, they will back off, many of them, but they aren't being confronted enough, and people are just giving over because they're giving into government and big business and stuff instead of standing their ground, and that's part of the problem.
Okay, Dougie. So, look, we'll talk next week. I have a very interesting subject to talk about next week. So, to all our listeners, Michael Jackson's sculpture was erected in a football club in England owned by Mohammed Al-Fayed. Hugely controversial.
Really?
We'll talk about it next week.
All right, we'll remember that. We'll write notes. Richie, write notes. Everybody take notes.
Absolutely. It's
what's
a great
going
idea.
On next week. All right, Uri. God love you. Uri Geller,
love you all.
To
bye-bye.
His website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, one of the most interesting people I've ever known in my life. And he always
without
has,
a doubt.
Oh, my God, he's an interesting character.
Man.
Everything's always going on.
Yep.
100 miles an hour. You think I'm bad, Richie.
Yep.
21 after the hour.
Yep. Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Pretty pleased with yourself, Richie, aren't you?
I'm honing my craft.
Oh, God bless you.
I always wanted
you
to be the big-time DJ.
All right, crank it up.
Let's go. Crank this up. This is number one song during this week in 1971. One of the best pieces of soul and Motown ever produced. Marvin Gaye, what's going on? What is going on?
We don't need to escalate.
Goosebumps when I listen to this song.
Sure
as heck is the man who better learn that lesson. Not doing too well at it at the moment.
You know we've got to find a way.
You like watching me as I'm kind of bopping along to this, Richie? And everybody else who's got...
I love just bopping along with this.
DougStephan.com.
Don't punish me with brutality.
Oh, talent, huh?
Talk to me. So you can see
what's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on? This song is 40 years old. 40 years ago today.
This is more fun of my ball.
This song was number one.
You can switch the back and forth side to side.
This is grand. Doing the Stevie Wonder thing, from the music track here, soundtrack of your life. Mr. Marvin Gaye, 21 after the, 25 after the hour. There's a story that's been floating around. By the way, Peter Greenberg will join us in a few minutes. I like his focus today because I'm a farmer. And it seems like every farm is some kind of experience for those who are interested in learning. Planning an agritourism vacation is in Peter's focus.
Yeah, those are big now.
Yeah, they're big.
You should start
that's
doing this.
Cool.
I am.
Huh?
A little bit. Yep, little at a time. Little at a time. There is a story floating around of this youngster who was going, I believe, 3 or 4 years. You know how we used to have 1st to 12th in elementary school. In school, public school was first grade. to the 12th grade. Then
all about in school.
The time, yeah, about the time. Well, and then it broke down into various sections, elementary school, middle school, high school. Then about the time I came along as a youngster, kindergarten became an important part of the routine. And now there are the preschool schools. Some of them are public, some of them are private. Your daughter's going to one.
My daughter's getting ready to go to hers in an hour.
All right. So here's a story about a youngster about your daughter's age who was kicked out of school because he was not potty trained.
Yes, happens all the time.
You got to be potty trained to go to school.
Got
to
be.
Yeah. So what does that mean if you can't?
They have preschools. They have preschools where you can be not potty trained. But most preschools.
It says on the front door? Bring your child to us if he or she is not potty trained.
They have the rules. I mean, the schools that we've all applied to and gone to, and it's crazy you have to, like, apply the year before, is it says child must be potty trained. But they do have some schools where they don't have to be.
Mm-hmm. So then the parents need to know before they send their child.
Yeah, it's all spelled out in black and white.
So why was this child kicked out?
Because they probably said, your child needs to be potty trained. The person probably said, okay, she will be potty trained by the time she starts.
And then she wasn't.
Was not. And then started having accidents. And then they give the parents
accidents.
A warning.
That's what you call
warnings,
them?
Three warnings, four warnings. And then all of a sudden they say, you know what? We don't want to be changing your kid's diaper three times a day.
It's not good for the kid either to be, you know.
Right. It's a way of
you were potty trained when you were to school, Jennifer?
I potty trained myself. My mom will tell you. I said, Jenny, go pee-pee like mommy. And I peed.
So, Roberta, when were you potty trained?
Them, by the way.
I do.
I'm not sure, but I remember changing my own diapers at around 8 or 9 months.
Okay, let's hold that thought.
Okay.
28 after on Good Day.
One video.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. A few years ago, the term agritourism was a new concept to most travelers. These days, it seems like every farm is some kind of experience for those who might be interested in learning about the process. And here's how to go about planning your agritourism vacation. Unfortunately, there's no real definition of terms when it comes to that word agritourism. Some farms take that to mean pumpkin patches and corn mazes, while others might be a B&B on a vineyard, and others are actual working farms where you get to participate in the process. Online resources like sleepinthehay.com and farmstayus.com are very helpful resources with databases of farms with overnight programs. You need to ask what's in a typical day's schedule, the age requirements, as well as the sleeping and eating arrangements. Then think about your own interests. Do you really want to get your hands dirty, or do you just want to take a tour of a working farm? Better make that clear with your hosts before you arrive. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase
of... The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Flakes of filament with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Back up.
Just how can we make today a better day for you? That's the question always asked. Hopefully answered between conversations we have on the air, Facebook conversations and communications, what's new at DougStephan.com. Interesting article there about whether beauty buys you happiness. Lindsay Lohan, some people think, is beautiful. How many people, Roberta, you think that Lindsay Lohan is beautiful?
No.
No.
I think pretty.
Pretty.
Pretty, I wouldn't say worn out beautiful. A little. Angelina
worn out.
Jolie is beautiful.
Eh.
Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's your opinion. And now, Rich.
You didn't think Elizabeth Taylor was beautiful?
I think when she was a young person before
she was young.
Ravaged by tobacco
Lohan
and alcohol and things.
Used to be very cute, and now is just an old saddlebag that was taken out and dragged around.
How much of it is really her fault? I mean, they just use up those child actors. It's terrible what they do with them.
The more I look at her, the more I can't stand her parents.
Yeah. I think you look at any of these people, the Britney Spears, look at all these kids. Now, Justin Timberlake, though, was the most dear. He turned out okay.
He's doing okay.
Is it the women who are abused more than the men? Go back to the
a lot of
era.
Well, they're sexualized.
Look at Danny Bonaducci. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at Danny Bonaducci.
So, by the way, Lindsay Lohan has been offered the role of Sharon Tate in a film about
Charlie Manson.
Charlie Manson. Mm-hmm. That ought to be an interesting reality. Ashley Judd is all over the place talking about her childhood. Richie and I were having a conversation out there about whether or not she was beautiful. This book is called, by the way, All That Is Bitter and Sweet. She reveals that she was raped repeatedly, suffered through a horrific, abuse-filled childhood, left her with deep psychological scars.
Raped by who, does it say?
She does not. She's got a whole bunch of sort of suggestions, whether or not she identifies them or not. She talks about living in Kentucky, family moving around. She recalls in graphic detail being pulled into dark, empty places by older men who gave her a quarter to do things that are pretty unspeakable.
Her mom apparently, after her father moved out, her mom had a relationship with a guy who was a heroin addict.
Her mother is no special. I don't see anything special about her mother.
I think her mom is okay, but you know, you fall into these.
Why do you say you think her mother is okay?
She seems okay.
She seems
terrible.
But in this circumstance, if you're a parent of someone, you're responsible for them if they're underage.
Mm-hmm.
Responsible for their well-being.
Absolutely.
Okay, so at least to listen to Ashley's account of it, the mother says she wishes her well, loves her daughter, and hopes that the book sells well. Okay, so what do you get after that? You see, did I say this off the air or on the air? I was reading yesterday on the plane an article about Ashley Judd. The perspective put forth by people that she's worked with, one fellow who's a very well-known actor said she was impossible to deal with, lazy, arrogant, difficult, and not at all someone he would like to work with again. I don't know whether that's true. I don't find her an attractive woman. She doesn't do anything for me in terms of her physical presence, but I thought she's been pretty good in a couple of movies. That she plays different roles. I thought the movie she did with Morgan Freeman. That was a very good movie. That was a good movie. She was a murderer in some movie that was out about 10, 12 years ago. She went around killing people, and I thought that was horrible. I actually left the theater. I don't remember what the name of the movie was, but I remember leaving the theater. So is this a way of having a cathartic experience? She writes a book. She's now around peddling it. She will make some money off of it, and maybe she'll be better for having told the story.
My mother, while she was transforming herself into country legend Naomi Judd, created an origin myth for the Judds that did not match my reality. Mm. She and my sister have been quoted as saying that our family put the fun in dysfunction. I wondered who exactly was having all the fun. What was I missing?
And this maybe the Ashley Judd, I mean the Naomi Judd story about her weight problems. You know, those are psychological. That always has some ramification in terms of that when you do up and down and up and down and up and down like she's done. There are psychological ramifications to that. Okay, is it a story that needs to be told? Isn't going to make my life better or not. It might be interesting for some people to read the story, unless there's some specific lesson in there. I haven't been privy to the story. Actually, I just heard yesterday the book was out. So she's now just doing the rounds, is she not?
Yes. She's on the press rounds. Yeah.
All right. So what will we learn from all of this? What stories do any or all of us have? Maybe that's the bottom line. What stories do you have?
Everybody's got some.
About your childhood. Of course you do. We could all write a book.
Wow.
Couldn't
apparently,
we?
Yeah.
You could all write a book.
No, not me.
What? You couldn't write a book?
I mean,
that's because you can't write.
Besides that.
You had kind of a nice childhood, though.
Yeah, right?
Of us, Rich probably had the best one.
Yep. You're probably right.
I mean, no drama.
No.
But I think the important
thing. Other than that,
would
you create it yourself?
Correct. Yeah.
The important thing is have you gotten over your childhood? I think too many people bring their childhood into their adult lives, and it affects their adult lives
their whole life.
And it makes them very, very dysfunctional. You know, and they hang on to the hurts and the pains from their childhood.
Well, they use it as excuses sometimes.
Or use it as excuses.
Yeah. But they don't realize it's an excuse until they're 40 years old.
Right, until they're 40 years old. Or they've lost friends, or their marriage is broken up, or their children hate them, or, you know, whatever the situation is. It has to be some sort of life crisis sometimes that makes them realize that, you know, hey, wait a minute. You know, this is stuff that happened in your childhood, and you can let go of it now. Mm-hmm. But people are afraid to let go of what they're familiar with, familiar with is negative.
And
they're
often
still afraid of letting it go.
What you're familiar with, Roberta, is victimhood.
Yes, exactly.
It's tough. I mean, I know the issues that I came out of my adolescence with, and I didn't have a strong sense of self. Even though, I mean, I was a good kid.
What adolescent does, honestly.
The only problem with you when you were a kid is that you were stupid.
Other than that. But, but it's so tough because I look at my kids now and I say, okay, how can I give my kids a strong sense of
you actually
they can
think
do
this
anything.
Through? Oh, I think.
Absolutely.
See, when I don't
that's
think, here's
what you're thinking.
Oh, hold on
right.
a minute. Hold the phone for a second.
Yeah,
I believe that you instinctively know the right thing to do. You, McFadden, know because I've watched you. I listen to you. I hear you. Not just talking about it here, but I watch you with those children, and for the most part. You, whether, and I mean this is the most loving thing I can say about you. You get, and maybe it's because you mature. I say matured. It's a relative term.
Working on it.
Yeah, but the age is a factor. Parents who are in their 20s don't have themselves through whatever the hell their problems are. They don't get most of the stuff that they have gone through in the learning experiences that they've needed to have in order to be a better parent. I think you are very observing. I think you are instinctively a good parent. Some people are and some people are not. And, yes, you have studied also to a point, and you had pretty good rearing by your parents, as good as they could do with what they had. Most of us have that. But I think with you it's not an issue. Frankly,
well,
even though you might want to.
Every day I do something that was stupid. I shouldn't have done that.
But you still have at least you're thinking it through. But I don't think you have to think it through as much as you think you do.
I mean,
you have an instinct.
Yeah, I mean, but my instinct is to go, okay, how do I get Sean or Juliana to come out of this situation feeling like
okay,
I've done
that's
something
good. Think
great.
It through.
I've
there's nothing wrong with that
great.
Either.
Okay?
Nothing wrong with that either.
Without, though, here's the juxtaposition. Without giving it, handing it
all
to
right.
them.
And there's one more thing here. But let me just, because I know all of you so well. I know your family so well. It makes it good or bad. You, with your two children, there is a consistency and a, I don't want to say, normalcy, but I don't know what the right word is. And comparing it to Roberta's work with her children, she has two very different children. Not that your children aren't different, but she's handled them differently.
Yes.
Because they've required a different kind of handling, and she's done better with one than she did with the other. Or at least she would tell you that. Although sometimes what it is with the older child and you, in my observation, the older child doesn't want the older child has always needed more and reached out, and you weren't able to, at whatever the point she needed, really give her what she needed because there were other things
absolutely.
That you needed to attend to.
Yep, absolutely.
Now that she is older, your attention to her is different but still positive for the most part, even though you will say to me and those who are around, my God, I'm still pulling my hair out with my daughter. Mm-hmm. But now she comes to you with more needs, and you are able to help her with her needs more than you were when she was a child.
Well, I think the difference is, especially now that she's an adult, and I think because I'm a very different mother now, is I think it's a problem that a lot of parents have is that you see your child as an extension of yourself.
Of course, that's what it is.
So
you look at those children, they are you.
So, but now I see her as a completely individual person. And I think the difference between my husband and myself in the way that we view and we handle and we're emotionally involved with our older daughter, with the problems that she has, is that he's still personalizing her problems inside himself. Mm. I look at her problems as a totally separate person that really has nothing to do with me emotionally. Mm. So I'm able to distance myself from her emotionally, even though I'm still able to love her and help her. I don't know if that makes any
sense.
It does.
And you know what? Not to put a cap on this, but we actually have to time-wise. This is now you'll all run out of the room screaming. If there is a way to understand your children, and I firmly believe if you can find a really good astrologer who will tell you not about the sign, but about the rising sign, and the moon, where your child's moon is, where anybody that you're interested in, if you can get that and have it sort of linked to you in compatibility.
More the rising sign, then?
The rising sign and where the moon is. And then by doing that, you see what this person is about. I do that with people I work with. Not to sort of ferret out whether I want to hire this person or not, or I want to be with this person or not, but to see how to deal with them and how they are in certain circumstances. You can tell that if you have a really good read on somebody. If you've grown up with them, then you know them and you know what your child is about. But you can always look at it as a learning experience. How do I get to work better with Rich? Know more about him. How do I get to work better with Virginia, with Jennifer, with Roberta, with Ken, with anybody?
You start by remembering her name.
Yes, that's true. Here's somebody who writes, oh, my God, I never knew that these sorts of things went on. Henry writes this. The government should put stricter laws on rapers. They don't deserve to live as they are not part of humanity. Never was and never will be. Here's Vince who writes, I'm sorry to hear about Ashley. She has adjusted so well. She's such a gorgeous woman. Check out the pictures they have of her in all these websites. Here's somebody who says, I'm not buying this. Anything to sell a book. That's Ray who said that. You're going to get lots of content back and forth about this, but there's a bigger picture here. But I think what will come out of her book, Ashley Judd's book, is more discussion like we've just had for a few minutes that will be helpful. Speaking of discussion that's helpful, in 60 seconds, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with today's daily dose of important medical news on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to us by the folks at Digestive Advantage. We've been talking a lot on Good Day about the healthful benefits of probiotics, sustenance, etc. And our friends at Digestive Advantage, the same company, have a preventative formula to help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem. Dr. Ken, would you please tell us some more about these various things, the special probiotics that are in Digestive Advantage products, etc.?
We're talking, Doug, about the healthy bacteria, the bacteria you need in your digestive system to make sure it works properly and also to boost up your immune system where most of your immune system resides. If you have any of the symptoms of bloating, indigestion, and you just can't get relief from the doctor, you may want to try these probiotics. They help a lot of my patients. Digestive Advantage now has separate products for intensive bowel support, lactose defense, gas defense, and daily constipation formula.
Digestive Advantage, as Ken points out, not just IBS, irritable bowel syndrome anymore, has a whole line, lactose defense, gas defense formulas to help you target specific issues. Digestive Advantage, a leader in consumer satisfaction, and it's so affordable. A 30-day supply costs less than $10. Digestive Advantage products available at drugstores, supercenters everywhere like CVS, Walgreens, Target. Try it, and I think you will find it does such wonderful things, helps you out so much. Digestive Advantage, what you're looking for in the digestive section of these various stores. Lots of heart news today, Ken, including a story about restless leg syndrome and what that means.
More from the American College of Cardiology conference in New Orleans this week, Doug, that people with very frequent leg movements during sleep, they're more likely to have thick hearts, a condition that makes them more prone to cardiac problems, stroke, and death.
How do you know whether you have a thick heart or not?
You do an echocardiogram in the doctor's office like we did for you, an ultrasound of the heart.
So I don't have a thick heart.
You don't.
I have a thick head, but not a thick heart. All right. Now,
the problem with a thick heart is it doesn't relax properly.
Right. So also for people who work a lot, there is a warning out today regarding the connection with working in your heart.
Annals of Internal Medicine this morning, people who regularly work long hours may be significantly increasing the risk of developing heart disease. Working more than 11 hours a day increased the risk of heart disease by 67%.
Wow. Working at what, though?
working.
Physical or what does that mean?
Spending time at work. The problem is they don't untangle the unhealthy eating habits, the lack of exercise, or depression, which might be associated. More to follow.
51 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
A sweep is as lucky can be.
Yes, and You consider most chimney sweeps to be men, right? Would you think? There probably aren't too many women who are doing this, especially back in the era of 1965, when Mary Poppins won all kinds of awards, including this for Best Song at the Oscars. 1965, Chim Chimmeree, performed by Dick Van Dyke. That's one of the great classic movies and stories of all time. Every child, no matter what his or her background, ought to see this movie, I think, anyway. Just a wonderful, somebody like, the story of the Van Trapp family. That is another great, and she happened to
Sound
be in that,
music.
Too. Sound of Music's great. Yep. All right, so that's how we get started. Movie music gets us into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to give us some movie news in a moment, and we have a movie contest for you, which comes actually from a movie that was number one during this week in 1976. We have used this before. The audience changes all the time.
Right up Chucker's alley.
So we'll see. What, 1976?
Loves the 70s movies, yeah.
70s movies. All right, well, this is a delightful movie with a delightful star. He was able to play all kinds of roles, serious roles, curmudgeon-y roles. He was just a great actor. And so we start with the first clue from that movie.
Now get back to the stands before I shave off half your mustache and shove it up your left nostril.
Got it.
All right, not too much heavy lifting. Chucker, you got it?
Yeah, that was a great. I love that movie.
Oh, wonderful movie.
I don't have it.
Because you're too young. Roberta, you got the movie?
Nope.
800-510.
Everything's normal.
Yeah, it is. Everything's okay. Yeah, all right with the world. 800-510-8255. When you recognize this movie, first person in that hasn't won before a Movie Moments wins the prize. You'll perhaps get a little help from this clip.
I mean, I'm an old, broken-down, third-rate ball player. I like to drink too much. I like to smoke my cigars without anybody bothering me, including you.
I'm happy that way.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
Wasn't this the lady, the young woman, and this was the daughter of...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the last clue and clip, Richie, please.
This quitting thing, it's a hard habit to break once you start. You're a damn good bunch of boys. Probably deserved a lot better than me. But it looks like we're stuck with each other.
All right, so the young lady in this, her first name is the same as the last name of a famous actor today. How's that?
Yes.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
800-510.
She's quite good in the movie. Quite.
Yeah,
good.
She is. She's quite good in most of the stuff she was in, actually. Unfortunately, she had bad experiences with her parental, not unlike the Ashley Judd thing. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Answer to this coming right up, plus Chuckers Movie News here on Good Day.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malo, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare. Also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food. So when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
All right, Chucker, what's up in the movie news department?
Interesting story here, Doug. Will Smith and his son Jaden signing on to star together in a sci-fi film for director-writer M. Night Shyamalan, the director of Signs and Unbreakable. He also did The Awfully Happening in The Last Airbender.
Do we think that there is these kids, these Smith children, are going to be overexposed? Both of them are very involved in the career, and they're both very young.
Yes.
Any danger there from them getting too much attention?
They certainly have a nice road paved to do big-budget, high-profile projects. So let me just tell you the stories about a father and son stranded on Earth after the spaceship crashes after Earth's been abandoned for almost 100 years. Speaking of his daughter, Willow, she's attached to a remake of Annie Smith. Production company will finance that project. You know, they got it made, but they are talented. I think his son, Jaden, does have a lot of talent and could develop into another generation of just like his father.
All right, well, if that's the case, swell. 800-510-8255. Jim's listening to us in Houston. What's the name of the movie, Jim?
Bad News Bears.
Number one movie this week, 1976. The Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neill.